My job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them, and I will do it by whatever means necessary.
Welcome to the Black Girls Heal podcast, where we talk about healing our intimacy disorders, unresolved trauma, and building a healthy relationship with first ourselves and then others. Every episode, we will talk about advice you can apply today to break unhealthy patterns and grow in your self-worth. I'm Sheena Lachey, love addiction coach and trauma specialist. Let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Black Girls Heal. I hope that you are doing well and thriving wherever you are. So today I'm going to be talking about three ways to not be jaded in love if you have had a series of heartbreaks, if you have been consistently underwhelmed, if you have put your heart on the line and it has not worked out for you, this episode is for you. This episode is inspired by the roadblocks that I feel a lot of the clients, the women that I get the pleasure of working with, hit when it comes to attempting to be vulnerable, attempting to connecting with people that they are the best fit for them, only to find that they are not what they wanted and needed. And that type of heartbreak gets really old. You go back and forth between wondering, is it them? Is it me? Is it really something that I'm attracting or that I'm attracted to? And I keep doing my best to break the cycle and it keeps happening, so I'm not even going to try anymore. And it can make you want to give up on the process and give up on just really having that hope. And I know I've talked a lot in the previous episodes, especially over the last 6 to 8 months, about women who have been kind of opting out of the relationship process, the dating cycle, only to focus on themselves. And I think that that is a really great thing to do. As I say here all the time, your relationship with yourself is your main relationship. However, when it's at the sake of saying that you don't really want connection and commitment, yes, you want to make sure that you are with the right type of person, but when it becomes a little bit more avoidant, and when it's kind of like you feel like you have to be resolved to giving up, and so that when opportunities do come around, you're not as open to them, that's when we kind of need to look at it. That's when we kind of need to look at, okay, is this me being jaded and disheartened? And is this coming from a place of trauma? Speaking of the trauma that we're here to solve, the trauma that we're here to solve is not only childhood relational trauma, but it is from the remnants and the PTSD and all of the other things that heartbreak as adults can give us. And so in this episode, I'm going to be talking about three ways to work through that jadedness. And this is my second time recording. Fun fact, this was already recorded and the microphone dropped out. So let's see if the way that I teach it this time is helpful for those who may need it. So let's go ahead and jump on in.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.
Attention to all my proud plant parents. It is time to give all of your plant babies the best nutrition you can, starting from the bottom up. And that starts with the best soil to help them grow happy, nourished, and strong. Coast of Maine is an organic soil brand that is approved for organic growing and has been sourced from ocean waters and farms for over 28 years. With a full range of products to support every garden and lawn, Coast of Maine products are made to restore roots to the natural world. If your soil lacks appropriate nutrients for success, by adding Coast of Maine products, it will help regenerate the healthy microbes in your soil and set you up for gardening success. And if you have a vegetable garden, not only do you benefit via an abundant harvest, but find that there is less need to maintain and feed throughout your season. Coast of Maine continually perfects the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers.
The products are carried by tons of local retail partners who can provide advice and insight that is not found in the big box stores. Costa Maine knows from beginner to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community for gardeners everywhere, which is why I love how they make organic gardening simple and approachable for everyone. So let's get growing. Visit CostaMaine.com to find a local retailer near you. Coast of Maine, like the state with an E.com. So let's talk about these three things. So the first thing is to break out of feeling jaded by the heartbreaks and the things that you've come across, the disappointments, the hurt, the betrayal that has happened as you have put yourself out there for love and made your heart and your expectations vulnerable and they have not been met. The first thing for you to do is recognize that the other people's actions were the problem and not you. Why do I say this? I'm not saying this. I'm going to talk a moment about any self-accountability that may, you know, your side when it comes to getting in and staying in this partnership. But often what I find when I talk with women who are in this place where they are just ready to give up and throw in the towel, it is right after they've had their heart broken again, usually by someone that they really thought and hoped that something was going to work out for. And maybe they found that not relationship is not one where you end up growing apart and you end up discovering that you just want different things. And so it's heart-wrenching because you love this person, but you both understand it's for the best. Usually it is you have really laid it bare and really did your best to be who you wanted them to be, show up in the way that you thought they wanted you to show up. You tried to communicate a lot about what you wanted, what you needed. You tried to get them to be more invested in the relationship. There was a whole lot of labor. There was a whole lot of effort. And you might have been your most truthful. I mean, you've probably been in any other relationships before. And so you hear all these things about communicating and being truthful and being able to compromise and settle, but also show for your boundaries and really, you know, standing your truth and your power. You did all of those things only to feel more raw and more exposed than you maybe have felt in any other relationship. And so it just makes you want to opt out from the process that this is what you get when you just lay it all out there, then I'd rather not do it, right? And so when I say that the other person is, other person's actions are the problem and not you, when women are going through this experience, they tend to think that if I did all this and I still wasn't enough for this person to choose me, for them to apologize, for them to give this relationship a chance, for them to try to put an effort a little bit differently than they have before, for them to see the treasure and the gift that's in front of them, the joy I bring, the happiness I bring, the problems I solve, the peace I bring. If I am all of this and it still wasn't enough, then I must be the issue. And sometimes this is said out loud and sometimes it's said in your heart and said quietly. It's the part that you don't say out loud to other people. So you start to think, okay, if I'm just going to get dejected or rejected at the end of the day, then I'm just not going to do this anymore. It's not worth the heartbreak. It's not worth the risk. If these types of things, this type of love just doesn't work out for me, or the type of people that I want don't want me, or love is something that's only temporary and only ends up in infidelity. Or, you know, fill in the blank for whatever story that you may be following. But here's the thing. The reason why the issue is their problems and not you is because if you were doing all the things that I just said, you were communicating, you were asking for what you needed, you were being very vulnerable about where your feelings were, what you wanted from them, what you needed, and this person still continued to give you false hope, to drag you along, to breadcrumb you just to keep you there as either a placeholder or as a thing to do, to use you for emotional labor, to vent to you, to use you for money, to use you for sex. When they knew they were not really interested in moving forward, that is on their part. That's not that you didn't do enough to break the spell of their avoidance.
Especially if you're someone who is avoiding yourself and other relationships, you already know that when you are tapped out of a relationship or when you are not really feeling it, that you are going to do that no matter how the person shows up. And you also know, as someone who's avoided, that you are not only avoided with people who are people that you're just not even interested in. Sometimes you're avoided with people who are very good and very available for you because you don't know how to handle it. Because the way that your past trauma has you wired, you are more attracted to relationships that may have a little bit of chaos, a little bit of dysfunction, a little bit of anger issues, a little bit of drama, a little bit of, oh, I don't, do I really like them? Do they really like me? You need to have that up and down. You may not, again, it might be something else you don't say out loud, but calmness and receptiveness and people who over communicate, which is probably normal communication, all that is very foreign to you, is very triggering to you. And you don't know what to do with people who do not stroke that little trauma bond corner of your nervous system because you're used to attaching to people who you'll have these big connections with, and only for them to falter at the end, or you're usually attracted to people who are not a good fit for you, and then you're left kind of trying to make something shake that's not supposed to. So, person on the other side of that, the person who really, really wants to make something happen and is really trying their best to try to prove their worth or try to make something, make this person invest in therapy, invest in communication, whatever else, you doing this is part of your trauma response, part of your trauma for the most part. And, I'll kind of probably put money on this, that you may come from a background where you were in charge of coercing people to get and show up in a certain way, that you were in charge of making sure mama and daddy were calm and cool, that you were in charge of taking care of other people, that you were in charge of having to decipher where other people are and what they're feeling and what they're needing and taking care of them. You were in charge of saving the day. So to be in this relationship with someone who is a little bit indifferent, a little bit checked out, a little bit not available, you're used to that. That's your normal. So when someone comes to you with these types of vibes, you don't read it as danger. You don't read it as disinterest. You don't read it as a red flag. You read it as, well, this is just where we are right now, and there are all these other really good things that are happening. They're telling me these nice words, even though they're doing these actions or not doing these actions. I can work with this, right? You don't read these as signals to get away, and signals that maybe from the beginning that this person is not going to show up in the way that you need them to. And so, someone who is in their avoidant era or in their avoidant stage, and if they are consistently taking that energy from you, then that is something that they need to work on themselves. Their ability to communicate to others, their ability to also see the other person in front of them as a person and not as a tool. And this may be needed for some of you who are doing this to other people right now. The reason why for those of us who are still dating or connected in the dating world, there's that joke that says there's a lot of pee in the dating pool, and that's because there are a lot of people who are hurting other people, and they are doing so very callously because they are just considering other people's hearts and bodies and their souls and spirits as collateral damage. I'm just going to be in my villain era right now, and you're making a whole lot of other villains. If you know that there is someone around you that you do not want, who is consistently giving you time and attention and pouring their little heart out, and you continue to breadcrumb them and keep them around just for your own entertainment, then we got to look at what is it that, why is it that I need attention from someone that I don't want to fulfill me? Are there any other places that I can find that love and affection and companionship and care and entertainment other than dragging someone who I know that when this ends, it's going to break their heart. Is there anything else that I can do other than doing that? Because what happens on the other side is a lot of times the heartbreak that you might have even experienced yourself, but for sure the heartbreak that those who are jaded are experiencing because they gave their all to someone who was not willing, not ready, not available, whatever it may be. But going back to your responsibility as a lover girl, as a love addict, what have you, is when someone showed you that they are not available for you, then it's up to you to change your disposition and to move around at the beginning, and to not live in the fantasy of who you want this person to be. So to go back to the top of this, the topic of this podcast, which is how to not be jaded when it comes to love, is to realize if the fear is that if I start to be connected to someone again, if I put myself out there again, it's only just going to blow up in my face. I'm only going to be the one that's left wanting at the end. I'm only going to be one who gave all of this only to be left without. Then it's to understand that love with an available person does not leave you feeling this stripped and this bare. Again, in the best case scenario, because when you're out there and you're dating healthy people, every single healthy person that you date is not going to be it. You may want it to be it because you may see how great they are. You may see a lot of things that you have together. But a lot of times, once you fix your radar and your magnet and everything, you'll meet all these wonderful people. But then you get to decide and choose, okay, is this the type of life that I want to build with this person? I know that there's going to be issues with every person. No one is going to be, 100% perfect. Someone's going to chew with their mouth open, or someone's going to be very hot natured, and you're cold natured, or they're a night person, you're a morning person. You know, there's always going to be something that's happening, but you get the privilege of choosing, because now you're out of the scarcity and lack, and you know, you got to make whatever's in front of you work, right? And so even in those best case scenarios, if you find that you need to break up with someone, it's going to be painful because this is someone that you probably built a lot of dreams and love and everything with, but you're still going to have your soul intact. You're still going to have your heart intact. You're still going to leave better than you came because you were with someone who was building you up versus someone who's only taking and taking and taking. Love builds. Love does not take. Love does not destroy. And so if you're in any type of relationship that is making you feel more depleted, more empty, more self-doubtful, more scared, more anxious, then you might need to consider, is this actually a relationship that is built on love, or am I building this on fantasy? These types of questions and roadblocks that you're hitting, especially if you're already a listener to the podcast, these are the exact reasons why it's really important for you to come to the outside resources and classes and workshops that I have, because just talking about these here is not always enough. You really need to know how to apply the what, knowing that there's a problem. The what is that I keep picking the wrong type of people. When I am in a relationship with someone, it's really hard for me to get out, and I got to stop doing that. I really need to learn how to remember myself, and I really need to learn how to remember my standards. So you're most likely very clear on the what, and it's the process of getting out, which is the problem. And that is why I have these master classes. That's why I have these workshops. So I'll be talking about the most upcoming one at the end of this. So just keep that in mind, that getting outside help with these things is okay. It is okay to get help and support to break these cycles, especially if you've been trying to do it on your own, and especially if you're starting to feel resolved to just have to give up. Because I don't know about you, but anytime I've tried to suppress a desire, it doesn't go away. It just kind of sits there, ruminates, sometimes comes out sideways, sometimes comes out with a vengeance when I've been living in deprivation from it for so long because I haven't been nurturing it. And so when I go out there, try to fulfill it, I kind of go overboard, which is also something I see a lot. Women who will go through these cycles of just opting out of dating relationships, believing in love, only to, once they put their feet out there, put their toe out there again to try, they end up getting the same situation, if not worse. And so breaking these cycles, getting support to break these cycles is really important.
Hey, we hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. Let's take a quick break to say thanks to this week's sponsors. As our country continues to grow and make new meaning of the intersection between current and historical events, it is so important to stay connected to the voices and the leaders who are influencing what progress, connection, equality, and truth mean to us as Black people. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection from some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's talk about the second thing for you to do when it comes to stopping feeling jaded when it comes to love after heartbreak is to check your sources. Check the sources that you are using for solace, for comfort, and that are helping to shape your worldview. So I've talked before about how it would be very beneficial if you're someone who's looking to build healthy relationships. And if you're someone who's active on social media or depending on the TV shows and things that you watch and things that you may even be listening to, that it would be very helpful for you to either fully eliminate or completely or very much decrease your access to images that have people who are in dysfunctional relationships, people who are going back and forth with drama, with infidelity, with people who are non-communicative, with people who are dragging their partners through the mud, embarrassing their partners, with people who are just having these half-assed attempts in relationships. As much as it may feel really comforting to see other people who are going through the same thing, it's also really shaping what you see in your worldview and making you feel as if this is what everybody's experiencing. And the good news is that everybody is not experiencing that. While on some level, for some folks, that might be kind of painful because it's like, well, why do they get it and I don't? Or maybe easier to believe, well, everyone doesn't have a really good relationship. You know, that's just what people are saying for the gram, or that's just what people are saying, you know, for social media. It doesn't actually exist, but it does. It does. And, you know, relationships are not always perfect and fairy tales, but there are people who are not having partners that make them cry all the time and make them feel not enough and make them feel as if they are an option instead of a priority. That does absolutely exist. But if those are the types of relationships that are in front of you, then you're going to start to think that that's normal. And or when you are around someone who is not available for you, and they are saying the right things and doing the right things, it's going to be a lot easier for you to overlook the other signs of avoidance, the other signs of them being unavailable for you, because at least they're not doing the tomfoolery that you see in all these other people in other relationships. Your barometer, your measuring stick is completely off base when you have such low vibe energy and people and situations around you all the time. You are already starting off at a negative in a lot of ways. So that's one source that I've talked about already on the podcast. Another source, and this is where I've had to take my own advice here, and I didn't even realize that this was happening. So I have done that already. Y'all know I love my social media. I love my TikTok. And so I had already cleansed my algorithm and my For You page and all those things on all my social media sites where I don't see any of that stuff. I don't know any of a lot of the viral fights and everything that happen unless someone happens to come on my timeline that stitches an event that happens and they're doing a think piece about it or something like that. That's where I might get hip to a lot of drama and things that are going on, as in pop culture. So that means on my timeline, when it comes to relationships, the things I mostly see are really happy couples who are in love, doing sweet things together, really being very communicative, people who are just happy and at peace. And one group of people who have been happy and at peace are women, ironically, to this podcast, but actually maybe not so ironically, are women who have said that they are opting out of dating altogether. And they are really choosing to focus on themselves, especially women who are heterosexual or women who date men. They have decided to just opt out of that and just choose themselves and choose intentional singlehood to reclaim themselves and reclaim their lives and to build a life that they want. And so I have curated my algorithms to peace, happiness, and joy. So seeing these stories and seeing these women's experiences has been really great for me. I'm all for people living their best life and feeling love and living in abundance and prosperity. Yes, give me more of that. Give me more of those stories. What ended up happening as I got more of those stories is I started to think that this was the norm for women here. I know for sure I've said this at least in one or two episodes, at least, if not a few more, that over the last, 6 to 8 months, I have thought, I'm here on this podcast to teach women who are love addicts and love avoidance how to heal from intimacy disorders to the trauma that causes their intimacy disorders to make way for healthy love in their life. Of course, starting with themselves, but the goal is to help you make way for healthy love. And so you're breaking up with people who are not good for you. You are changing the patterns in your relationships. You are choosing better partners. You're learning how to be more available for the partners that you have. That's what we talk about here, right? Where we're going into no contact from people who have never deserved us in the first place and dealing with the grief and stuff that comes with that. And we are changing and healing from the inside. That's just what we talk about here. The more I watch these types of videos with women who are intentionally choosing solitude and singlehood, the more I started to think, okay, well, that's what everyone's doing right now. So if that's what everybody's doing right now, then that's what I really need to talk about. If this is where my clients, if this is where the culture is going, then I need to talk about these topics. And while talking about self-love and talking about building relationship with yourself is really important, that's not the only thing that we talk about here. We believe here, I believe here, that you can have access to love and to connection and community and still have access to yourself, that you don't have to choose, that you are able to find healthy relationships in your friendships and romantic partnerships in your chosen family, that you are able to have connection to all of that and without having to cut out a whole part of your life. And of course, there's nuances in all of that. I'm not going to say that every single person who has shared this story of intentionally choosing solitude is literally living in a box, right? They're having very full lives. But my point is, seeing all of these messages completely took me off base from what I thought was normal, from what I thought was needed, from what I started to see around me all the time. So it would always be so interesting, y'all, when I would have these episodes that really talked about building self-love, getting out of relationships, really focusing on yourself and everything. And then I would have either a post or a live or maybe a podcast episode that talks about going into no contact or talks about love avoidance or talks about all the things that I've been talking about for years. And I would get all this engagement. I'd be so confused. I was like, huh, I'm confused. I thought this is where we were going, but that again, y'all, the messages that you put in front of you, the people that you see, even when it's intended for good, it will change your world view. So, bringing it back to this topic, If you are starting to feel jaded in love, either because of what you've already experienced, or what you're seeing, you've got to change your sources, y'all. Because whatever you see, whatever you wrap yourself around, is going to become your normal, for good or bad. So you got to consider, what is it that I want to cultivate and build in my life? What is this next season that I want? Do I want people who are hopeful and optimistic when it comes to love and relationships? Do I want people who can show me what it looks like to be in connection to someone and have them actively choose you back? For people who are able to communicate, to work through communication issues, do I need to learn about what it looks like for different attachment styles to come together and connect without having to always break up? Especially with the understanding that we heal in community and that relationships are always going to be a mirror. And so, no matter what type of relationship that you're in, especially or even with people who are healthy and securely attached, you're still going to be kind of rubbing off of each other. You're still going to have to learn how to communicate your needs and what you're available for and what you're not available for and what works for you. You don't not have to ever deal with that. So, how do I learn how to deal with being a human being in love with another human being, even a human being that's perfect for me? And so think about where you are in this season. Think about where you want to go and surround yourself with those types of images and those types of people and teachers and inspirations. The last thing for you to do when it comes to working through being jaded in relationships is you have to let ghosts from your past go. You have to let them go. It is very hard for you to move on and to create relationships with people who are loving towards you and that you are giving them a full chance when you're holding on to either a previous partner in real life or the fantasy of who they could be. So whether or not it's you constantly ruminating about previous conversations that you've had, working through the logistics of the relationship back and forth, trying to figure out what went wrong. If you're someone who tends to daydream and have fantasies, especially to help you get to sleep and help you slumber, and that's kind of your nighttime ritual. If you're consistently ruminating about this relationship and replaying the highlights and replaying conversations right before you go to sleep, you are still in relationship with that person. Even if you haven't ever talked to them for months, for days, for years, you are still in relationship with that person. And even worse, you're in relationship with a person that doesn't exist. You're in a relationship with the highlights, with what you wanted to happen that never happened in the past. And that's a very not only impossible standard for anyone in real life to give you, but also it's an impossible standard for you, because you end up feeling empty on the other side of that. You play the fantasy or the thought or the dream all the way through, but that person isn't real. And so you're still left with the pining, you're still left with the yearning, you're still left with the craving for this relationship and this person that you can't actually touch. And so I'm all about imagination and I'm all about visualizing what you want, but we want to make sure that we're visualizing things that are available for us. We want to call in good, healthy, new energy, not energy from the past that is stagnant, energy that we know has harmed us before. And so, whether or not that means not just stopping the fantasy that way, but going into no contact with someone that you're trying to call, quote unquote, friend, when actually you want this friendship to turn into something more. You want this friendship to be a relationship. You want them to say, I'm sorry. You want them to break up with whoever they're with. You might even want them to stay exactly where they are with whatever relationships they're in, but you're kind of using them for attention. You're using them for validation. You're using the fact that you know they still have feelings for you to fill a little bit of your cup. We need to detach from that being a source of our validation and shift our focus, shift our energy to coming from places that are full, healthy, and whole, because those are the types of relationships that we want to have. Okay, so that is it for today's episode. I hope that you found it helpful. Again, I will be hosting the masterclass, How to Not Be Duped, Deceived, and Gaslit into Thinking That They Are the One, 4 Steps for Love Addicts to Pick Better Partners. And that is going to be next Tuesday on April 30th at 6:30 p.m. CST. I can't remember if I said it in this version of the podcast or in the other one that I had to re-record, but I actually had to reschedule. It was supposed to be for tonight, but it's next week. So next week on April 30th at 6:30 p.m. CST, obviously it is online and you can join me live for the teaching and ask questions and share as we are going. So you can join by going to blackgirlsheal.org/masterclass. Again, blackgirlsheal.org/masterclass. And I look forward to seeing you all there. That's it for now. I'm sending you all so much love. And as always, take care of yourselves.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.